The West Africa Soldiers Social Activities, WASA, is an annual event held to promote socialization among officers and their civilian counterparts. Vice President Baumia said the military's role in national security is not an easy task. He said whilst government puts in place measures to develop the economy, social vices will also fall their selflessness in the fight against galamsey and the threat from nomadic activities.
The government and people of Ghana continue to applaud and cherish the sacrifices that the Ghana Armed Forces make to contain armed robbery and other violent crimes through joint patrols with the Ghana Police Service. Undoubtedly, the Ghana Armed Forces can achieve more if provided with the needed resources. Even within the current constraints, we are making progressive efforts to upgrade your capabilities to cope with the challenges of the time. We all know that as the economy expands and more opportunities are created, threats to our national security could heighten if proper structures and mechanisms are not put in place. We want to get it right. And that is to say, our national security should move in tandem with the economic growth. In this respect, we will spare no effort to strengthen the pillars that hold security in this country.
The Minister of Defence, Dominic Nitiwul, also pledged the ministry's unflinching support to improve the well-being of the officers and men of the Ghana Armed Forces.
Mercy Darko reporting.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Defence, Dominic Nitiwul, has announced government's intention to acquire land for the establishment of a special forces unit as part of measures to improve the preparedness of the Ghana Armed Forces to combat terrorism. He noted that the training facilities at Nkonya and Alavanyu will be completed this year. Speaking at the 2017 Ghana Armed Forces WASA, Mr. Nitiwul said the Ministry for Defence will soon build walls around all Ghana Armed Forces land taken over by encroachers.
The West Africa Soldiers Social.
In view of contemporary threats within the sub-region, the Ministry intends to acquire lands around the Pedwiasi in the eastern region, Agogo in the Ashanti region, Daboya in the northern region, Shire Hills in the Greater Accra region, to facilitate the establishment of special forces units to counter the emerging threats, and in particular, terrorism. This is also to ensure a high rate of combat readiness of the Ghana Armed Forces. That is why the training ground facilities that was started at Nkonya and Alavanya Hills will be completed this year and made to use by the Ghana Armed Forces for their training. The Ghana Armed Forces will also engage in development activities to compensate for the efforts of government. That will include, when needed, in the road construction, railway construction, dam construction, farming, borehole drilling, and tree planting. Already, the armed forces are engaged by the Ministry of Education to fence off Achimota land schools, and several other engagements of that like will follow. I do hope other ministries will take cue from this and engage the armed forces to get them working in development activities.
Minister for Defence, Dominic Nitiwul.